We pray. Heavenly Father, may your light divine pierce the darkness of our lives, our world, shine ever brighter through your holy word, dear Lord, and possess us more holy. Entirely thine, dear Lord, be with us and strengthen us through life's trials and troubles, that we might draw our peace, our strength, our forgiveness from you, now and forever, to your glory. Amen. Have you ever heard a sermon from a rabbi that you were sure you would never, ever forget? No? Oh, I'm not surprised. I've been in many synagogues and I've listened to many sermons, and you know, it's like last week's supper. Good at the time. A blessing on my head. And yet I can't remember what I had to eat. But as sure as my name is Mordecai from Capernaum, I can tell you I will never forget the day Jesus visited our little synagogue. Oh, now there's a sermon you just don't forget. I wish I could take you with me to Capernaum to see our little synagogue. 300 years after Jesus left, they built a new one on top of the old one, a pretty white one. But if you come back with me, there, to this very day, you can look at the rubble of the new synagogue, but underneath is the black foundation of my synagogue, the place where Jesus walked. Oh, how I would like to see you, show you where I sat in the corner, and where Jesus sat in the center with everyone around him. I can see it to this day. What a sermon that was. Jesus spoke and we were all amazed. We all drank in every word. He seemed to have such a depth of understanding. How does someone learn this stuff? He opened up the book of Moses to us. We loved it. Here, Moses. And he told about this prophet who was to come that Moses spoke about and who we were to listen to. He laid out before us how Israel had turned their back on the word of the Lord over and over, and yet God would be faithful in sending his Messiah. He grabbed from all the prophets to teach us who this Messiah truly was and how the Messiah was coming to free us from our sins and open the gates of heaven. Oh, Jesus was so comforting, so assuring, so different than our rabbis. Often with our rabbis, and especially the Pharisees in Jerusalem, there was a whole different tone. They said, you better try harder if you expect God to love you. We're drinking in Jesus' words. He made a great impression on us. And just as we're sitting intently listening to everything he has to say, then Amos starts yelling at the top of his lungs. You see, Amos was my neighbor. But Amos came down with an evil spirit, possessed him. It was a wicked thing. I think it was the demon inside of him that didn't like us listening to Jesus and taking him to heart. Have you ever seen a person who's possessed by a demon? His eyes. To look into his eyes, it was like looking into a different world, a dark and evil world. They were like windows to hell. Sent a shiver. Amos cried out, What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come here to destroy us? We know who you are, the Holy One of God. Oh. We couldn't believe what we were hearing. Is this demon actually praising Jesus? Oh, for an instant, my mind was wondering, what's going on here? The demon pray, is he in league with the demons? Are they working together? Does Jesus come from that hole where demons dwell? But just that instantly, Jesus cried out himself, be quiet, come out of him. And Amos shrieked a blood-curdling screech. He fell to the floor and the demon left. Amos was back with us in this world. His eyes were once again human eyes. But we were all taken back. We asked questions. We didn't know what to make of this thing that had just happened in front of us. So we asked each other, what is this? What does it mean? A new teaching, and with such authority. He even commands evil spirits, and they must obey him. What is this? By the end of the day, my brothers, we went home. Home with quite the story to tell. And with lots of questions. But not with too many answers. For most of my brothers, they told the stories until they faded with time. But never with any answers. I would not have that. I needed answers to those questions. What is this? A new teaching with such authority, and he gives commands to evil spirits, and they must obey him. What is this? And so I rolled it around in my head and my heart, trying to make sense of it. And I thought again of Jesus' words and what it was that this demon actually cried out. Those words haunted me. The Holy One of God. And then it dawned on me. What had I seen that day in my little synagogue? I not only was looking into the face of Satan himself, I was looking into the face of God himself. There they were, both of them. The evil of hell and the glory of heaven. And then what seemed to be impossible made sense to me. That it truly is true that demons admit what believers confess. That Jesus is the Holy One of God. Jesus was telling us how he was the Messiah of Scripture. All that Scripture has said referred to him. God was in our presence. That changed everything. I have to admit that for my friends and I, before Jesus appeared, we had this habit of just kind of taking from Scripture what we liked and leaving the rest. After all, the Pharisees and the Sadducees were arguing all the time as to what Scripture said. And all of our rabbis, well, they quoted notorious rabbis, famous rabbis, much more than Scripture itself. And so it was easy for us to throw up our hands and say, who really knows? What does it matter? It's like a buffet. Take what you want, leave what you don't want. It's all good. Until this day came around. When God himself came down to preach the sermon that day. How remarkable that is. God, for all of our time, has sent out the prophets, humans with the message of God, and they came with authority because it was the word of God they bore. And yet, my people didn't listen. Do your people listen? Now God himself comes. God himself is his own messenger. When Jesus was speaking the word of God, of course he would have authority. because they were his words. He was the author. Who can possibly understand the word of God better than God himself? Such authority. But then I ask myself, who am I? Who am I to stand face to face with God and say, I'll decide what I want to believe and what I don't want to believe, what I'll take and what I'll leave? Do I have that kind of authority? Do you have that kind of authority? Jesus has authority. Authority to speak and to be believed without question. Because with him comes the word of life. Do you believe every word that comes from the mouth of God? Jesus made the demon leave Amos. It was good to have him back again. But that too got me thinking, where did the demon go? Where do demons go? Scripture says, God prepared a hell for all those angels who rebelled and would not keep their station. And that made me admit all over again, for so many years, I tried to believe that, well, everyone will go to heaven one way or another. It's easy when you really don't take hell seriously. And for years, I just, well, that's something that's floating out there, but I don't have to think of it seriously. But there was God standing in my synagogue, right along with a demon. And as I'm looking into the eyes of Satan and I see the eyes of God, I start to realize what it is that Jesus is truly trying to save me from: an eternity with this demon. And all of a sudden, hell became much more real. I could now envision that that could be my future if I refuse to listen to this prophet, the Lord Jesus. And when hell was just an abstraction to me, the whole need for a Messiah was also just a theoretical abstraction. But oh, when I saw the evilness that is in hell, then I saw how much my Savior meant to me, the Messiah. What Jesus' disciples said was really true. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. God himself was standing in our synagogue. To this day, it still amazes me. And he has the authority to speak and to be believed. Pity the Pharisees and the Sadducees who twist the Word of God or deny the Word of God. Pity those who refuse to believe and take to heart everything the Lord has said, for there is a dungeon waiting for them of eternal misery and suffering. Jesus spoke about my beloved people of Capernaum. He prophesied their future. He said, "And you, Capernaum, will you be lifted up to the skies? No, you will go down to the depths. If the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Sodom, it would have remained to this day. But I tell you that it will be more bearable for Sodom on the day of judgment than for you." My people so blessed and yet so blind. My people, they enjoyed the miracles, but did not believe the miracle worker, Jesus. How about your people? Do they enjoy the blessings, but refuse to believe? Are your people hard of heart? Or do they proclaim along with other believers, here is the Holy One of God, the Savior of the world, who has authority to speak and to be believed, and who has the authority to condemn to the depths of hell. And he will. But if Jesus' goal was to condemn to the depths of hell, he would not need to come from his throne on high and take on human flesh. No. His goal is to save us from our sins. He was standing in my synagogue in order to serve me up a banquet of salvation, to change my eternity. This Jesus went to the cross to change all of our eternities. He rose from the dead so that those who believe will rise with him and join him in paradise everlasting. That's how much our Lord loves us, this Holy One from God. I'll never forget the day he visited us in our little synagogue. Has he visited you too? Has he made his presence known? Has he revealed himself as the Messiah, the Lord God Almighty? Has he come with his very own flesh and blood to bless you and make you his own, to change your eternity? Rejoice. You are the children of God. He has reached from his throne on high and made you his for time and eternity. Rejoice and be glad. Now and forevermore. Amen. Please rise. We pray. Merciful Lord, we thank you for the power of your word. May we hear it, read it, learn it, take it to heart, inwardly digest it, that your word might refresh and renew, restore us each and every day. Be with us, dear Lord, and feed us abundantly in your glorious grace, now and forever. In Jesus we pray. Amen.